Surefire Slough. That's the Menzingers right there with Anna. And now it's my absolute pleasure to say Greg from the band is on the phone. Good sir, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Now, where in the world do we find you as we're having this conversation?
I am in Long Island, New York. It's my sister's 17th birthday today, so I came into town a little early, and I got to sing her happy birthday, and tomorrow we're doing a press day in New York City. So, just been busy getting ready for the album to come out.
That's very, very, very sweet of you. That's a wonderful thing. I'm sure it doesn't happen very often with your busy career being able to commit to family things, so I'm sure it feels very nice to be able to actually do something.
Absolutely, yeah. Everything is kind of lined up nicely, so I love it.
Now, I mean, as you said, you know, Hello Exile is now upon the world. How is the vibe in the Menzingers camp?
It's amazing. You know, we've been waiting for so long for this album to come out. And, you know, we've been writing it since last October. And, you know, we recorded it early 2019. So it's incredible to finally hang out and be able to play these songs live. That's kind of what we've been waiting for, you know. So it feels really good.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Now, you and me, we spoke about 2 years ago about the previous album, After the Party, you know, being about the uncertainty of life, you know, once you realize you've got to start taking responsibility and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, like at the time when you and me spoke, it really did sound like you had more questions than answers. And so, you know, I guess maybe I'm starting with the easy question here, but where does Hello Exile fit into your journey of self-discovery?
You know, I think that's kind of the kind of band we are, is that it's always, everything, all of our songs have always followed our life. So I would say it's definitely the next chapter from After the Party. You know, I think there's a lot of serious subject matter on the album. I can't say we've found answers to the problems that we face, but, you know, we try our best.
Definitely. And, you know, I mean, as you said, there's a lot of heavy subject matter on the album. You know, Menzingers have been known for their, you know, they're quite personal stories as well. And, you know, the band itself has been, has always been sort of a political band, but, like, reading a lot of reviews and a lot of people talking lately, everyone's pointing out, you know, the track America, You're Freaking Me Out, which is possibly the most overtly political I think you've been on an album, at least from, you know, an external perspective. And I guess from that point, is how much do you attribute this to being older and wiser versus just the time we're currently living in?
I'd say it's a mixture of both. You know, I've always been interested in political music. It was the first style of music that I ever really fell in love with. Billy Bragg, Bob Dylan, The Clash, you know, that was always, I was always drawn to that first. And you know, I just, as I've continued as a songwriter, I feel like I've found my voice in regards to politics. You know, I've always been heavily, you know, I keep up with the times. I watch things. I have tons of political opinions, obviously. And I've just never really spoke about it too much in my songwriting. But as, you know, as I've gotten more comfortable with myself and my ideas, I feel like I'm starting to open up to that more. So, I don't know. It's cool. 'Cause I guess I was a bit nervous to write something so overtly political. We've always been a political band, but we've never kind of went as far as, say, this song has. And, you know, the feedback has been amazing, and it feels really cool to hear people say, thanks for saying what I was thinking. And, you know, it's definitely something that I want to continue doing.
Was that response something you expected? Like, were you expecting such comfort in the response?
I don't think I was, I'll be honest with you. I think that I was thinking a bit of a backlash. I was thinking, you know, I was thinking kind of everything. I don't really know. I was thinking maybe people were afraid I didn't say enough. I don't know. I was trying to do something that I wasn't, like, it didn't sound like me or something, but it didn't really come off that way. And as we wrote the song, I was very, very focused on, I wanted it to sound like my voice. I didn't want to make it sound like I was trying to imitate, you know, one of my favorite writers. I wanted to make sure that it felt like us as the band, but also the style of lyrics that I write. So, I think it came off, hopefully, I think it came off very honest, and that's what I really like about it, so, yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, we're gonna go to that song right now, and then I'm gonna come back and pick a little bit more on something you just said. You're on Surefire Slough.
Sure.
We've got Greg from the Menzingers on the phone, and this track is called America, You're Freaking Me Out. That's the Menzingers right there, Short, Fast, Loud on Triple J. That track is called America, You're Freaking Me Out. Greg from the Menzingers is on the phone telling us about the, you know, the writing process, and you know, as you just kind of said, Greg, you know, with that song, you really wanted to make sure that it was, you know, it was personal, it was about you, and reading, you know, you speak about this album a lot. It's one thing I hear you say again and again and again is, you know, you spend a lot of time with the lyrics in this album because you wanted to get the stories, quote unquote, right, and I was wondering if you could expand mm-hmm. on the mindset of getting the stories right just a little bit.
Sure. You know, we've always been a band where we, Tom and I, when we're writing lyrics, we take from our lives, but we also take from our friends' lives. And as we were going into these stories, you know, we were kind of blending a lot of that in. You know, these songs are just about us, about everyone around us. And we wanted to make sure that those stories, you know, they were told right. And it gets complicated when you're not just singing from one perspective. You know, you have an idea of what you want to get across, but you want to take in multiple perspectives. So that's always very important for us, that we want to make sure that if we're writing something that's broad, that doesn't necessarily happen directly about us, that we want to get the story right and to tell its truth. It's really important for us to make sure that what we're saying feels genuine and true. And I think that it is true.
maybe this is a difficult question to answer, but what does it feel like when a song is wrong versus a song? I don't know how to word this question, but it's like, yeah, what does it feel like when it's not feeling right to you, I guess is what I'm curious about.
It's immediately known. I think when something doesn't feel honest, or I feel like it's from a perspective that I am kind of just creating out of thin air and it doesn't feel organic, you gotta rewrite it. You know, it's been a couple times in the album where melodies and words kind of flowed and a story came out of it, but I was like, this isn't really my story to tell. I don't really know where I'm going with it. You just know. It's like, you gotta be honest with yourself. The four of us are pretty good at, you know, picking out themes and concepts that we want to talk about. Yeah.
Have you then pushed stories across albums, though? Like, are there stories that you're telling now that maybe you've wanted to tell for years but just haven't found the right word?
Absolutely. There's a song, you know, it's a lot of times they're really simple concepts, and we're able to expand upon them as we grow with the band. There's a song on the album called High School Friends, and it's a song about one of my best friends that I grew up with. She's been there for me my entire life. I know all about her family. She knows all about my family. Every up and down we've ever been through, and you know, we've been friends since we were, you know, early teenagers, but it hasn't been till now for that story to come out. So I think that, you know, there's always things that I want to talk about, but life experiences need to happen and things need to change in the right amount of way or whatever to make those songs come out. So, you know, all of a sudden one day we had a late night heart to heart, and then all of a sudden the whole song just came pouring out of me about it. So it definitely, you know, there's always an idea of things that we want to write, but sometimes it takes some real world experiences to make them come to fruition.
No, I very much dig that. I'm very, very much about that. Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat. You know, when is Australia getting to see your face again? Are we seeing your face soon?
Yes. So right now we're working on it now. The last couple of days we've been figuring it out, but ideally early next year, 2020. So we can't wait to come back over.
Nice. Fingers crossed. Greg,
yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat. I've let you choose the song we're going to go out with today. We're going to go out with a song called Strangers Forever. Would you tell us a little bit about this song as we say goodbye?
Sure. This song was actually the first song that we wrote for the album. And in my mind, I knew that we wrote the song. I was like, okay, we got a good one in our back pocket. So this song is about two people that are ending a relationship, and it has to end this way as strangers. There's no way that they can reconcile the two of their relationship. So it's a bit of a downer song, but you know what? I really like it. So yeah, it's called Strangers Forever.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Awesome. Take care.
You too. You're on Short, Fast, Loud. This is the Menzingers. This track's called Strangers Forever.